try and go. Hey, Julian. Hey, Julian. Hey, Julian. You're so... Just Rivers. A very good start into my show, and welcome back here on CDSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host Vivian, and I'm so excited for this show today because I want to bring you a little bit closer to German culture, because I'm from Germany and this show is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. Hope you're doing okay. Hope you're doing good, well. I mean, it's cold outside, but I want to bring you a little bit of spice and fun into those cold and gray days, because today is Carnival in Germany. So the season started. It's not a season, but it's like 1 week of celebration. But it's, yeah, it's a big thing in Germany. We call it the fifth season. It's a huge thing where I live. It's not in every part of Germany, but where I live, in the north, it's a huge thing. And for example, in Bavaria, they are celebrated for 1 day, so it's called Fasching, and we celebrate for almost 1 week, I think 6 days. But I will give you a little bit of more detail soon, and I'm so excited for the music, because I will play music I don't listen to usually, and I want to play some music that nobody knows here, I would say. So it's folk music from the town I live, and they're even different music genres, not genres, but different music groups, bands, and are in the two biggest towns that celebrate Carnival. So it's celebrated in the whole north, I would say. But there's a rivalry between Cologne and my hometown, Düsseldorf. So that's going to be interesting, because I want to play some music from Cologne as well as music from Düsseldorf. So I'm very excited to bring you a little bit closer to Germany and what's going on there right now. My friends are probably all celebrating, so shout outs to them. And it's such a fun event that's happening. So it actually starts at November 11th, but I'm going to give you more details soon. But before that, yeah, I'd want to introduce what else we're going to do today. So we're going to talk about what day is today, as I'm always doing here in my show. And yeah, I will give you a little bit of a life update here, how I'm doing. And yeah, I will mostly talk about Carnival because it's such a fun event. Unfortunately, I can't be there in Germany, but I'm at the same time, I'm so happy to be here. So it doesn't really bother me, but you know, the feeling like all your friends are celebrating and you kind of have the fear of missing out. So FOMO, but that's okay. Yeah, as I already said, I hope they're doing okay. And I'm very excited to give you a little bit more of an insight into our culture and what's going on there right now in Germany. But before that, I want to play you a little introduction song. It's from one of my favorite bands. It's Annemai Kantereit. It's a German band. One of my favorite singers, Henning Mai. And I really, really love their music. And this is a very famous song, which like stands for Cologne, which is probably the biggest city you can celebrate Carnival in. And there's so much happening. I only remember like my first internship I did in high school was in Cologne, and during the time of Carnival, so it was like 1 week ahead, and people were celebrating even though it didn't happen at the time, so it was 1 week away, but people started to celebrate the whole time, and they were dressing up. And there were costumes. It was so much fun. And everybody was in a party mood. And I love that feeling. And yeah, I want to definitely next year, I want to go to the Cologne and check it out. Because I actually never went there for Carnival. Probably when I was a kid. So yeah, I also want to talk about what changed when you were a kid. What changed when you're an adult. And yeah, how did Carnival influence our culture, and why is it so special for the people? And I'm going to talk about my own experience and yeah, give you a little bit of an insight. So if you're interested in listening to some German folk music, it's a lot of fun. And if you want to know more about the rivalry between Düsseldorf and Cologne, and you should definitely stay here with me and we vibe together and dance a little bit together. And maybe I'll overcome my FOMO after the show. And I'm very excited to play my first song. It's the introduction for today's show, because it's all about the love to Cologne. And people often play it at the Carnival season. So it's not a folk song. I wouldn't consider it as a folk song. And I also listen to it normally, to those other folk songs. I don't listen to it normally because I don't listen to them normally because, yeah, it's not really my thing. I mean, there are some people that listen to it. But yeah, I love that song and it's on my playlist and I can only recommend to check them out. Annemai Kantereit. I'm going to a concert in September and I'm so excited for that. But I will stop talking now and let you enjoy the first song. And then we jump right into my life update, what's going on in the world. And then we go right into Carnival music, which I'm very excited for. But please enjoy our first song, Annemai Kantereit with Tommy.
Tommy, ich glaube, ich hab Heimweh. Ich will mal wieder am Rhein stehen, einfach hineinsehen. Zuschauen, wie Schiffe vorbeiziehen. Tommy, ich glaube, ich hab Heimweh. Vielleicht liegt es am Licht und wie es sich gerade bricht. Oder daran, dass man hier in der Bahn die Spree sehen kann. Tommy, vielleicht ruf ich an, damit du sagst, irgendwann, irgendwann, irgendwann fangen wir hier zum letzten Mal von vorne an. Da, wo wir zusammen groß geworden sind, da zieh mal alle irgendwann wieder hin, damit die Kinder die Magie können, alle in Köln geboren sind. Da, wo wir zusammen groß geworden sind, da ziehen wir alle irgendwann wieder hin, damit die Kinder die Magie können, alle in Köln geboren sind. Geboren sind. Geboren sind. In der Stadt, in der wir jung und dumm waren und unverwundbar, weil alles so bunt war. Und es war immer klar, irgendwann kommt der Tag, an dem wir beide gehen. Wir wollten immer was sehen, so viel wie es geht und überall auf der Welt. Alle Wege führen nach Rom und irgendwann zurück nach Köln. Da, wo wir zusammen groß geworden sind, da ziehen wir alle irgendwann wieder hin, damit die Kinder die Magie können, alle in Köln geboren sind. Da, wo wir zusammen groß geworden sind, da ziehen wir alle irgendwann wieder hin, damit die Kinder die Magie können, alle in Köln geboren sind. Geboren sind. Geboren. Ich hab Heimweh, Tommy, ich will am Rhein stehen, einfach hineinsehen, kalt Getränk und eindrehen. Da, wo wir zusammen groß geworden sind, da ziehen wir alle irgendwann wieder hin, damit die Kinder die Magie können. Alle in Köln geboren sind. Geboren sind. Geboren sind.
Tommy by Animal Cantorite, one of my favorite songs. So if you're wondering, who is Tommy? So with Tommy, he meant Cologne, actually, because he was born in Cologne and they're now in Berlin. But yeah, he was born there and he has a big, you have to go to Cologne to experience like the people, because the people are in love with the city. And yeah, it's like kind of a love song to his hometown. To their hometown, Tommy. And yeah, I really liked it. A good introduction, a slow introduction into our today's carnival show, which I'm very excited for. But before we're going to have a little bit of fun during the carnival's music, I want to talk about a more important issue and more important day, because I always have the thing going on that I talk about what day is today, because it's always important for me to let the people know what is going on. So I like talking to my friends about what's going on in the world, and I also like to educate myself what is happening and how the people are celebrating, because we're celebrating carnival, but what is happening in Poland or in China, I don't know. So I want to know what is happening in the world, what is happening in Canada, what is happening in America. So I want to educate myself, not only with news, but also what day is today, what is celebrated today. And I always talk about the most, or I give you a little bit about detail about the most important day for me, or what's the most, or what seems to be the most important day to me. But first of all, I want to talk about in general what days, what celebrations is happening today. And then I will go into the most important day for me. But before that, I want to start a little bit. So what day is today? So it's a National Armament Day. It's the Innovation Day. National, this is very funny. National Do a Groot, a Favor Day. Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. And Fat Thursday. So disclaimer, it's not fat shaming. It means that you can eat all sweets you want all day long. I mean, you can eat sweets all day long. But today is kind of a special way to do it. There's not really a reason for it. It's just a sweet day. But the most important day for me is the Archbishop Joanny Chuo Day, and it's celebrated in Uganda because it's about the Archbishop Joanny Luvum, which the kind of the name explains. And the day is observed every February 16th in Uganda, and the day is recognized the pivotal contribution of Joanny Luvum, former Archbishop of the Anglican Church of Uganda. It is widely known that he was murdered on the orders of Uganda's former president Idi Amin because he was very vocal in his criticism of Amin's dictatorship and excesses in leadership. Despite being gone for over 40 decades, Archbishop Joanny's legacy lives on, and he is today regarded as one of the most influential leaders of the modern church in Africa. So he kind of invented a revolution in Uganda and showed what is going on and what is wrong in Uganda, and showed that criticism is a good way to prevent people from from suppression and dictatorship. So he raised his voice and he was murdered for that, but that's why we should name his name and tell the people that he existed, because he stood up for his people and he stood up for the justice. And today, or this morning, I had a show about Black History Month and what is happening here in Canada for that. And I also talked about how important it is to raise your voice and to speak up and to stand for your people. And that is why I wanted to do a little bit of an insight into that day, because this for me seems to be a very important day, especially for the people in Uganda, and that is why it's celebrated there. So be aware of that, and it's good that I know that now, because it's an important topic and important issues. And I mean, we still have injustice going on, and those days should encourage people to speak up and use their voice if they have the capacity to do it. And if they have the courage to do it, then they should speak up and use their voice for a good thing, as Joanny Chuo did. And I want to tell you a bit about the timeline, so the history of the Archbishop Joanny Luvum Day. And then we will jump into a not so serious topic, but first of all, the history of the Joanny Luvum Day. So between 1980 and 1987, the first martyrs in Uganda are murdered in hopes of silencing their distincting voice and values. In 1942, the birth of leader, the birth of the leader is happening. So Archbishop Luvum was born in Mukivi, Chua County, Uganda, and he pursues his education at Gulu High School in 1977. He was murdered on February 16th by orders of the past president Idi Amin. In 1988, the former vice president of Uganda, Mustafa Adrisi, testifies on August 10th that Major Moses Okello, Brigadier Isaac Malum, killed the Archbishop. So it was recognized that Joanny Luvum was killed. And since that day, so 1988, the day was invented to memorize Joanny Luvum and his actions. And he died for a good thing, and we should recognize his action that he had the courage to stood up and even risk his life and ended up being murdered to stood up for his fellow's people. And that's what impressed me, and what I found most interesting of what's happening today. So I hope you do a little bit of research and maybe educate yourself a little bit more about that day, because it's so important. And yeah, take action and speak up. That's what I all can say for this day. And what's also happening today is Carnival. So Carnival started. I know it's a little bit of a jump between seriousness and kind of fun, because it's not a very serious topic. So Carnival is more for fun. But while having fun, we still should have in mind that there are some issues going on, and that we shouldn't ignore the fact that people are still suffering, and that injustice is still going on, and we should be aware of that while celebrating. So we shouldn't let those deep thoughts make our mood bad. So don't let those thoughts bring you down, but still keep in mind that not everybody is happy right now, not everybody can celebrate, and that's what we should keep in mind while we have fun, and think of those people that can't celebrate right now and that can't dance and are not allowed to dance and go out. So that's what we should be aware of in those times. And that's what I all wanted to say before I will start with that issue. So I always have that in mind. But I want to introduce that Carnival thing here, because it's not a topic here. People don't know it here. People don't even know the term of it. So I just wanted to educate. That's what my show is for, to educate people and to have a little bit of fun while I talk about serious issues. And there should be a balance between those things, and keep that in mind. So Carnival. And that's the fun part right now. So we had the serious talk, we have that in our mind now, and now we can jump into the fun part, Carnival. So why is Carnival celebrated in Germany? Or what is Carnival? First of all, we said, what is Carnival? So people are dressing up with different costumes. They're representing different figures that can be everything, like from a police officer to a beer. Even a beer, I mean, there, or a card game. I saw people that actually had costumes that were card games, so it was funny. It's always funny to see people how people are dressing up or going as famous persons, Marilyn Monroe. So there are tons of costumes, or pirate, or cowboy. Yeah, there's so many different costumes that people are wearing. We also have traditional costumes. So for the Funkemariechen and the carnivals, prince and princess, they have traditional costumes. Maybe I will upload some of those costumes or pictures of those costumes on our website, cjsf.ca, so you can check out how the costumes are or look like. So I was wondering what is Carnival in Germany? So Carnival goes by many names depending on what area you go in Germany. So it's called Fasching, Carnival, Fastnacht, Carnival, and there are pre-Lenten festivities celebrated in grand style, mostly the predominantly Catholic regions of German-speaking countries. So it was, or it used to be, a very Catholic, or it's still a Catholic holiday. So the whole week, each day has a different name, and it's a Catholic or Christian holiday that's celebrated. But people don't really focus on that Christianity anymore. So it used to be a Christian holiday celebration, but now it is just having fun and dressing up as different things, animals, people, and go out, meet your friends, and do some fun stuff. Go to parades and collect some sweets. And drinking is a big thing during Carnival. So that's what most of the people do. They also have they called it meetings. So the people that are actually in a club for Carnival, and those clubs start having those meetings on November 11th. So November 11th, the Carnival season starts, and next Wednesday, so that should be February 22nd, if I'm not wrong. I don't I think it's February 22nd, then the carnival season will end for this year and then start again. We will start again in November 11th for the next season, for next year. But for 2023, it already started last year, 2022. And ever since, the people are having meetings where they dress up with those traditional costumes, where you can win prizes, where some dance groups are performing, where some people are having speeches, where some people sing. So it's a huge event happening mostly on the weekends, and they're also planning those parades that are going on right now. So the whole week we will have parades, mostly in the afternoon. So around noon there are so many parades going on, and in the evening people are just celebrating. But those parades are mostly for everyone. So the community comes together and people are celebrating together, and it's such a cool thing. So that's why I want to bring carnival near to you, because it's such a cool celebration, and you can only understand the magic of carnival if you go to Cologne or Düsseldorf or whatever city we're in the West. You should definitely check that out. And yeah, then you will know what I'm talking about the magic of carnival. Everybody's hyping it up. Not everybody, but most of the people are hyping it up, especially where I live. And yeah, there's so many things are happening. And yeah, I also want to introduce you to carnival's music, because it's a special kind of music, I would say. And yeah, you can only listen to it in the fifth season, so in carnival. So carnival, I don't listen to carnival's music normally, so it's not on my playlist, and I can't stand it longer than this 1 week, because after it, it's like Christmas music. You can't really hear it after or before it, just in this specific particular season. And we are in the fifth season right now, so I want to play some cool and fun carnival music. I'm also very excited what my colleagues are going to say, because they don't know carnival's music. So I'm very excited. I'm also very excited what my friends and my family will say to that music, because they know that kind of music. And I haven't listened to carnival's music in a long time, because carnival was kind of forbidden until last year because of COVID. So it was, they started to forbid it, I think, in 2021. So it was forbidden for 1 year, because in 2020 was just before COVID started, and then 2021 COVID was still happening, and yeah, they didn't allow it to celebrate, or they didn't allow the people to celebrate carnival. Last year, the first carnival ever happened again, and now people are freaking out, because it's the first carnival without wearing mask, which just like before COVID started. So I'm just looking on the time, and I see we only have half an hour left. Oh my goodness. So I will stop talking now, and I will bring you nearer to the carnival's music. Little disclaimer, it's a different kind of music I normally play here. So I normally play indie music and chill music, sometimes jazz, and this is the whole total opposite. So it's folk music, German folk music, and Germans sometimes they listen to very interesting music, especially at parties, and especially when they're on Mallorca, Ballermann, if you know what that is. But yeah, it's a different type of music, but I will let you build your own thoughts about that, because I cannot really describe what it is. So please enjoy my first carnival song for this year. It's called Polka 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 by Brinks. Actually, before I play it, I just remembered I already played that song on Wham Bam East Van, I think last month, because I don't know why, but DJ Maddie and I were talking about Polka Polka Polka, and she was talking about that song, and I was like, oh, that's probably German. And then we played it, and she was like, oh yeah, I know that song. And it was so funny, because I didn't even realize that people actually know some German carnival music. But it's so cool to get to know people that know this kind of music. But yeah, please enjoy now Polka 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 by Brings, and after that I will play you some more music from Cologne. But first of all, please put your own opinion about that, but I'm so excited, so please enjoy Polka Polka Polka. ¶¶